Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to praise the Lord for being here today. He's so good. And all the visitors, thank you for coming. You read here on time. I was talking a few minutes ago, and God popped something in my heart. I said, Lord, I can't preach that. I ain't studied. I ain't even looked at that. So I guess I'm going to have to preach on the full Sunday. But I've been praying, and I've been trying to seek the Lord for what we need today. And I just want to thank the Lord. And Gwen, that happened to me. I never put my cell phone, Harley, on my thing. I had the cell phone side of my phone. I was, you know, because I read my Bible on it because I can make the words bigger. And I put it down on the thing, and about 4:25, something ring, ding, ding, my clock. I thought my clock went off. And I said, oh, Lord, wake me, Lord, wake me up. I said, Lord, that clock ain't never went off. I don't set the alarm on my clock. I wakes up at 5 o'clock. I don't ever set the alarm. So around 4:30, I said, so I got on up at 4:30 and did what you did around 2 to 7. And I said, well, Lord, pray for Jackie. I pray for everything. But I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when you told me about her, I understood. I understood because we all have a different path to take. This girl is really bold. And I remember, and I believe that what she got in her mind, she's going to do, she not. God going to use this woman. I believe God. When you talked to me, when you stood up today and talked to us, I said, Lord, oh, Lord. And I just want to really thank the Lord. But when you was talking, I said, Lord, you know, we just all worry. And sister sung a song, and for his pleasure, we were created. So we got who I'm talking to. But you go and do what God tell you to do. And do it well. And you, Father, I want to thank you for today. I thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. And I thank you for what you put in my mind. Lord, I praise you. And I know I've been praying that you would anoint us today, Lord. Because your people need your course of a person's heart. Just one word, Lord, just does everything. I tell you, pray in Jesus' name that we may be helped and blessed. And all the people said, amen. We done put him on the spot now. I'm Anna this morning, running through the, I ain't running through no hospital, but I know what I'm doing up here. The Lord, he's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Will you turn to, where are you, who is he, and what now? And who are you? Who are you? What do you think? Who are you, and who is he, and what now? Something. 2 Samuel 5, and I'm again at the first verse. I mean at the 12th verse, I'm sorry, up here. Just pray for me. Help, say, help, O Lord. And David, king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people's, Israel's sake, God's heart loved. And listen, you are chosen. You are chosen. His sake. It ain't you. It ain't about you. It's about God. And David took him more wives. I don't read that. I want to skip down now to the 19th verse. And the 19th verse said, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines without deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines to thy hands. So when I begin to read, I've preached on this many times. But I saw it different because the word is like that. You go and it never gets old. It always tells you what. Now this is for youth today. But you know, David, we know King David. We know everything about him. We read about him. And David perceived that the Lord had made him king. There's something in your heart as a Christian. The Lord told me this. You got to have a perception of who you are.
Yes, Lord.
Hello?
Yes, Lord.
You can't just say, you go to church. I go to church over there. You got to know who you are. And I think the testimony that Gwen gave of Anna, she know who she is. And she know who she is and who she belonged to. We got to know that we belong to God, that he has called us by his spirit. And I said, Lord, I know I'm getting to know who I am and whose I am. Now, people can say that if they want to, but if you know whose you are, then you know what he can do. Hello. And so David knew that if he trusted in God, there was nobody too big, too little he couldn't take out. He knew there was nothing that had come against him that he couldn't go through. But listen, even though he understood this, he prayed and inquired of God. Don't ever think that you get so big in God that you don't need God. You are always the same. You're little in the sight for us. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Here's another thing I want to say to D. The kids call me sometimes when they have questions. And they call me and they ask me, say, Mama said, did animals talk back yonder? And I didn't know what to say because I hadn't been asked that. I guess I answered some silly answer. I don't know. But I got back there. Let me read this. And the Bible say, and the Satan said, I said, that's it. That's it. And Satan said, I said, uh-oh. I went over and gave it to Dee this morning. I said, what do said me? Did she tell me to? I said, listen, God can cause a frog to talk. He can cause a donkey to talk. And the reason why they didn't think it was so because they lived in a realm. They didn't think there was nothing wrong with it because he talked. That didn't mean all the animals were talking. No. It means that God got him to talk because that's what he needed to do at the time. So they understood that they lived in the garden where you need to, where we're trying to get back to that place. Praise the Lord. So it wasn't strange to them that the devil, that the serpent talked. Nothing was strange to them. Y'all understand now? But they was living in a different place. And it ain't going to be strange to you when the Lord started doing things that you don't understand. Am I making sense? Praise the Lord. And so David inquired of the Lord. And David came to this place in Rephaim. And David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the place Baal-perazim, meaning a breakthrough. And there they left their images. All right now. In our battles now, let's constantly be pulling off stuff. I'm starting here. We got to constantly pull off stuff. You got to constantly pull off what you don't need to wear. Amen. You got to constantly pull off something that you need to do. And listen, it take time. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, send these people here because it take time to train folk. It take time for you to do something. You're trying to get rid of that temper. It take time. Because it ain't going to be just bloom. No, it don't happen like that. You got to grow in grace. You got to grow in the Lord. And you can't just, well, that ain't going to, you don't try. No, you got to try. I say you got to say what? You got to try. So you got to find out who you are in Christ. And the Lord told, thanks the Lord would minister to Leslie because he kind of ministered to me as he ministered to her. But we got to find out who we are, then find out who he is. Hello. When you find out who he is, you know just about what he'll do. Me and Ernie been married a long time, you know. And I know some things about him that nobody knows. And I know just about what he'll do and what he won't do. You know, and I know this or that. I'm doing, you know, because I've been married to him so long. And you know, when you stay with somebody and you stay with them, if you really want to know God, you gotta spend some time with him. You know, you can't spend time, you know, looking at as the world turns for, you know, 3 or 4 hours and trying to find out how God does the world. You can't do that. You got to sit at his feet and just sit somewhere and say, Lord, what do you want? And when you read his word, let him talk to you sometime. Read it and just pull, you know, just lay back and say, Lord, what about this? Because he will talk to you. Yes, who know that? Who know God to talk to you? He will. Amen. God has not changed. God is the same. And so David knew who God was. He knew who God was because God, he killed the bear and he killed the lion. Y'all know the story. And when you have these experiences, Jack, you will know. And you will know when the enemy is trying to come against you. You will know, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he come against everybody. That's his duty. That's his duty. But God gave me something. You got to, I'm going to let Keith preach next week. My son will be here. I'm going to let Al preach next week. Y'all come back here, Al. He's good. But my son, who's about 50 now, was called to the ministry, and I think Al is making him jealous. And so he comes. Mama, I'll be home from a birthday. I said, okay. You come. He said, is Al still preaching? I say, oh, yeah. I say, oh, yeah, hell, preaching, yeah. Hallelujah. You're going to be all right, son. All right, I want to go down to the, I read the 19th and 20th verse. I want to go down to the 21st verse. And they left their images, and I want to go down to the 20. And David inquired of the Lord. He said, thou shalt not go up the second time. He went, see, listen, he fought the battle one time. He beat the people. That's the Philistines. The next time, he didn't go out and say, well, I don't need to go back. I done prayed enough. I done prayed over this. So now, this the same battle, the same people. Watch it now. Like Jackie said, the same folk, the same devil. I don't need to go back. Yes, you do. Because God got some other plan how to whoop this devil this time. God don't always go the same way. I'm talking to somebody. And David took, and the Philistines came up yet again. And so, and David inquired of the Lord again, he said. Okay, he said, you don't go up there like you did before. Fetch your compass behind them and come up on them against the mulberry trees. And let it be when you hear the sound of a going on in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you can bestir thyself and then go after them. When you hear, I'm going to move a different way, Dad. I'm going to move a different way. Whoever need another move. You done prayed and prayed and prayed. Go back and ask God, inquire again of this, and he'll tell you what to do. I say he'll tell you what to do. I want to go to Psalms 145. This struggle ain't going to be much longer. I'm running through the hospital again, touching the folks. You didn't get that. See, this is mine. This is what I have to do. Hallelujah. 145:14. Hallelujah, Jesus. And David said, he understood God. He knew God. He knew God's forgiveness. Don't go out there saying not just to be forgiven. Now, come on. But he knew God's forgiveness. But if there's something that devil trying to hold over you, the devil is a lie. Because as far as the east is from the west, this is God. So far as he move our transgressions. That is something we don't understand. Because we can hardly forgive folks. But he forgets. How you forget? He does. He's God. I say he's God. You got to try, quit trying to figure him out. Just read the word and believe it. Don't try to wear it. Just read it and believe it. Be crazy. Just believe it. I believe it because the word said it. I went to the doctor, you know, to my wellness thing, whatever they call it. Kind of tickled me. Well, I won't say that. But anyway, I went. And my doctor, she just gets so, I said, well, I got to come stop coming to this lady. Because I know she's trying to help me, and I just don't see things the way people see them. That ain't the way you raised me. So I went to the doctor, and she said, Celeste, I had a, oh, for you all, I had a, in my, what you call that sciatic nerve? That thing got pinched, and I could not do nothing. But in 10 days, God raised me like he said he would do. In 7 days. From Wednesday to Wednesday. That happened on a Wednesday. He said, I'm going to raise you up on the 10th day. And he raised me up. On the 7th day, he raised me. And I could walk. Walked in the church to prayer. One of the sisters said, who carried you in here? I said, the Holy Ghost carried me in here. God, listen. If you read it and you can believe it, it'll happen. But you have to wait. Me, Gwen, and somebody else are waiting on something. But the Lord told me, said, when I was telling, I said, Lord, I'm going to have to do something. I said, why you got me waiting? People just take care of this. Folks don't sit up and act a nut like I'm acting. I mean, come on now. I'm old, and you know how old I am. You know, and I just going to do this thing. And I'm just talking to God like that. I said, Lord, I know you. You made these people, and you gave them this understanding, and they can do this and that, and this and that. You know, I'm talking to God, see. I get in the car, the guy come on, wait on the Lord. I said, okay. But then I make him feel better. I said, now, Lord, now come on now. I got a service on the 24th. You got to come on now. I can't be up here doing all this here. Oh, I get him. Like I can get him. He's your father. He's your God. He's your creator. He's your friend. He's your brother. He's your mother when you need him. He's your father when you need him. He's everything you need. And I know that to be a fact. He's everything I need. He's been everything to me. Everything. And I say, God, thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't understand everything, and you ain't supposed to. It's a mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's a mystery. Get about to me. Well, I know. No, you don't, because it's a mystery. And with a mystery where I try to explain a mystery. So you got to find out who you are. Okay, you know who you are? Then we got to know who he is. You find out who he is by coming to him. I've come to him, Sister Davis. Okay, then try him. You ever, all you went through, come on, when you was in the world, he took care of you. You would have been dead, but you still sitting up here looking good. Amen. You could have been, in, you know, there's so many, you could have got in a car wreck. Or something in your house happened. You could have did some of that. But God has kept you. And there's a reason that you are kept and you're sitting here. But your life is not like nobody else's. There's nobody like you. You can't nobody fulfill what you do. So I'm just trying to do what I think I'm supposed to do. Sometimes I look at people and say, ooh, Lord, I wish you'd have made me like that. Wow. They did that and they did this. Come on, you know how you get. What have I done? I ain't done too much. You know, I just want to do so and such a thing. But it don't go like that. I said, so I'm getting where I said, Lord, just use me how you want to. Let me be obedient to you. And you do what you want to do in me. So if I can come here and help one person, if I can come turn one person, that child there, I talked to her, trying to get her saved, and she cried, this little child right here that's playing the drums. But there she sat. Love God. Amen. Love God. So, you know, one soul. The Bible say the angels rejoice over one soul that's saved. But I say over one soul. So we got to know who he is. Now, okay, now if you know who he is, then you ought to be trusting him. You know why? Because he said to cast your cares upon him. So we come here Wednesday, and somebody said, oh, this brother, he's a prophet. He was going through, and he's going through turmoil, and da-da-da-da. And so when we got to pray, and I said, Lord, say, call him. So we few little people that was here, we prayed for him. And the Lord told him, say, cast your cares upon him. You know, that's a hard thing for people to do. Because we just think we can carry it, but you can't carry your stuff. If you could carry it, you wouldn't be so down. You wouldn't have no gray hair and all this. You wouldn't be sitting down and your heart hurting, and you got high blood pressure, and you got this and that. You wouldn't have all that. We wouldn't have all this if we knew how to carry. Because we just think that's life. Well, you know, that's life. What's life? That's life. That's life. Cast your cares upon him. And the brother received, I mean, we preached it. We prayed for that brother. He was crying. He a big man. He been overseas and everywhere. Hey, you cast your cares upon the Lord too. God, that ain't funny carrying people around. That's not kosher. You know, I know we're going to get up and pray for people. Like praying for COVID and this child. We're going to pray for people. But even in our prayers, we're praying to God because we're working with him. Come on, understand what I'm saying. But you still leaning on him. You ain't worried about what he's going to do. You just shared in what he doing. You understand what I'm saying? And you working on a problem, or somebody working on a problem right now. Listen, just get in there and share with him. Try to understand what I'm saying. Just like you talking to your wife or your husband about something. Amen. You don't expect for him to whatever. You share him this thing with, you know, you and honey, we need to such and such and such a thing. You know, you probably know her. He know you, and you know just what, you know what I'm saying, Cynthia? You know what Clay will do, and he know what you will do, and just like that. And that's the way we know what God would do. Let me see y'all to know what God would do. I kind of figure out, listen, brother, look at nature. And when I saw the earth in a little spot, in the universe, and the Morellis lights that I love to look at in the north where the lights come in, and they was talking about how the lights, you know, something happens and then this will hit this. I said, look at God. This is the God I serve, the God you serve. If he got the sun to come up today, I know it's simple. People don't even believe that though. He did the world. And it'll go down and it'll do just what he say. Up and down it goes, you know. It never misses. I get up and look at the clock. And he got it all set. He said, for times and seasons, that's what he said. God can take care of your problem. I said, God, we ain't got a problem you can't take care of. We're not in a place that you won't go. We're not too low you can't bring us up. I don't care if you're in debt over your neck and can't pay your bills or whatever, God got a plan. You need to stop trying to figure the plan out. You need to take the plan and say, here it is. You tell me what to do, Lord, because I sure don't know what to do. Forgive me first and help me out of this mess. Help me, Lord, out of this mess I'm in. Be honest with God. I love Jackie because she's so honest. I tell her this. I mean, she don't have nothing. She's dishonest. And I believe God can use folks. I do. God gonna really use you because you're honest. God don't like folk hiding stuff. I don't mean you got to get up and tell everything. But I'm saying, be honest. If you need prayer for something, if you can't tell it, go to somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Be honest. God loves honest people. He does. He does. Let me read one more scripture. I ain't gonna hold you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to go to, did I read Psalms 145? Well, we got to read that first. 145 and 14. The Lord upholdeth, listen to that, holdeth all that fall. He raises up all that be bowed down. He understood this. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou giveth them their meat in due season. Thou open thy hand and satisfy desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. He listened, honey. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. God is good. And I love it. I thought I found it from somewhere else. But in Job 19, let's go to that scripture there. Job said, this is how he could go through. I don't think nobody went through like Job. Ain't too many people went through that. I know your little things you call it, well, I'm going by, no, you ain't. No, you don't know what Job went through. And you may have something similar, but No. You ain't got everything taken from you. Yes, I have, so they will. God bless you. Job, I want to go to Job 19. Oh, yes, Lord. Just be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. When God get through me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Job, what I say, Job? 19:25. I didn't know this was in Job. For I know that my Redeemer lives. Let me see y'all that know your Redeemer lives. Then what are we worried about? Let me see again for those who know their Redeemer lives. Yeah. That he don't sleep. He don't slumber. We should be, when we come to church, we ought to be the happiest people in the world. Because we got a Redeemer that loves us. I don't care what we're going through. We got to learn how to cast it up on the Lord. Because if we don't, I don't know what's going to happen to us after November. If we don't learn how to cast our cares upon Jesus, we're going to be in bad shape. And trust that he will do. Well, I've been waiting. I've been waiting too. We all been waiting. But I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand in the latter days upon the earth. He's still here because this is the latter day. Way back there, Job believed, and he said he's going to stand in the latter day, which I know he's talking about the rapture. And read that, Al. You got that? Read it. 26.
And though after my skin worms destroy this body.
Yes.
Yet my flesh shall I see God.
I know I may be destroyed. Because I can't imagine what he had in them days. But it was eating him up, whatever he had. It was terrible. It stank and he was stinking. And I don't know if too many people go through that. I really don't. With your mind, a lot of times it's not what you're, it's your mind. Your mind can take you through, I'm telling you. When I read it, when I shall see. I am consumed. I mean, I'm just going through. Okay. Read.
But ye shall say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me?
Uh-huh.
Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment.
You know, the friends that Job thought he had, mm-hmm. and you think you got, your friends will do you more harm than. You be trying to hold on to God and you knowing that you know that this is a test you're going through. You finally found it out. Thank God. I'm going through this. I'm coming out. I'm going to come out of this. I'm coming out of this. And you've been listening to Brother Jakes and all the words. Coming out. I'm coming out. And you believe in this. Lord, I'm coming out of this thing. Then you got somebody else to come and say something entirely different. You know, you so and so and so and so now. Whatever they tell you. To get you down, to have you down dragging. Listen, God is telling us today, I just really believe he's saying, now is the time to believe him. What now? It's time to believe God. If we're going to go through, if we're going to go through after this election, if we're going to stand, we're going to stand when all the money is gone. If you got, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You really don't. Either one of them. And you don't know what's going to happen. Amen. You don't know. We got to ask God. I'm just asking God's will to be done. I said, Lord, you let your will be done. Let your will be done. Amen. Because I've never seen nothing like this. I've been here a long time. I've never seen anyone like this. I never have. And I think that's why people are so excited, because he doing what they would like to do. You know, cussing everything and still get, you know, and acting fool, you know. But I'm telling you, whoever gets up there, whoever, it'll be the will of God. This is September 11th. It ain't the 12th day, it's the 11th. The day that they're commemorating the towers. And the first thing people ask when God judged their sins, where was God? Where was you? You know, they always blame God. God is a righteous God. And when he do what he do, it's got to be some. Why don't you ask the Lord, what did I do? When I go through, I say, Lord, what I did? Please show me, forgive me. I'll be going through my life. God, I'll do something when I was 2 years old. Whatever, I go, praise the Lord. What did I do? Because God is a good God. And if he's doing something, it's for a reason. If he letting the devil do something to you, it's a reason. So what you need to do is stop blaming him and getting mad at God and going back and find where you are, where I am. And I thought that this brother, I said, what did he answer them? I'm listening to the radio 91.5. He said, they said, where is God? Oh, God. It's something about America that God loves. I see him because we just gets by, you know, not with everything, but, you know, years ago, that's not a nation that's lived by the way as long as we have. A nation that survives about 200 years. We over 200 and some odd years. One thing about America, she's giving. You know, somebody on the street says, oh, well, just give them a dollar. You know, we are giving people. People can, if they want to get over you, you tell them that, you know, you get online and say, my baby dead and my husband left me, and get some kind of lie going. And everybody says, oh, bless their heart. And then they go to sinning. When the lady said she had cancer, she told that big lie, said she had cancer, because we are giving people. And I think that's one of the reasons that God has had mercy upon us. But I'm going to tell y'all something. We're going to have prayer for the nation. But I haven't heard one of them say, then we need to turn back. If this nation, he said, would pray, they ain't got it all. You got to put it all in there. Turn from my wicked ways. That's what he said. That's what he said. Then he would hear from heaven, and he'll heal the land. But we got to first go back. Come on now. You know the church ain't like it used to be, sister, is it? You been to church? How long you been in church? How long y'all been in church? You know, you've been in church a long time, brother. It ain't like it used to be. We need to go back and find out where we left and say, God, help us. Help us, Lord. So we're going to pray. But I believe it's some people that's done woke up. And they're calling solemn assemblies. I really believe it's some people done woke up and people going to start praying. I really believe that God is going to do something else before he come. I believe that God is going to make a last sweep through here. People don't believe, but I do. I believe what I want to believe. What you talking about? I believe he's going to make another sweep. Because I believe you are thinking about, Lord, if I just go back and pray. You know, we used to have shut-ins. When I was younger in Christ, we'd have shut-ins 3 or 4 days. Now we fast off of stuff, Jackie, we do. I know y'all don't understand. We didn't fast like that. We didn't eat nothing and didn't drink nothing 2 or 3 days. Seeking God, and we saw God move. You know what's the truth. People, shoot, their pastors will put you on. You come to, I got so-and-so go on a seven-day fast. They won't say, oh, in the name, go on a seven-day fast. Now, that's where I come from. Amen. You want to use God to use you? I mean, we was up, yeah, this brother came up to me, he said, go on a 3-day fast. And in 3 days, he'll see a man and da 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 da. I did. Went on a 3-day fast. And sure enough, Cynthia, you remember? Saw this man, ministered to him. He was a backslid preacher. And I put my hands, put your hands up. Oh, we used to have some good times. Oh. He went and got his gun. I see who you are. He went and got his gun. So I said, come on, girl. She wasn't saved then. I think that got her saved. She sees my craziness. That's my baby sister. And she said, girl, come on, let's get out of here. I said, I ain't never want to run for no devil. But you don't turn your back on. I'm stupid. I'm turning my back. I say, he ain't going to do nothing. I was checking in my boots. But when I got up, I said, Lord, I know you take it. I did what you told me to do, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you do what God tells you to do, the devil going to try to trick you. Try to scare you off. But God will take care of you. God ain't sent you nowhere to somebody to shoot you in the back of nothing. Shoot. I didn't know all that then, but I was so stupid. I just we went and prayed for the man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Found out he was a backslid preacher. I think he went back to preaching. Hallelujah. And everybody say, I had a prayer cloth up here. He said, put that prayer cloth on. Put it on me, you know. Praise the Lord. I miss them days, eh? They said, well, you do what you used to do. Well, Lord, I ain't what I used to was. But amen. God is a good God. And he's telling us what now? He's telling you, believe in me. And this is to the church. Next, when I preach again, the Lord just gave me something. Ready when Al was in there. Al, ooh, geez, I want to tell you what. Ooh, Al can't tell you. But he gave me something. I said, oh, my God, I ain't never seen this. Pray, so be back on the 4th Sunday, 3rd Sunday. Don't miss. Listen, you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I can't. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God is telling you, you can. I don't care what's holding you. Stuff you sneaking and doing, watch it. God can deliver you. Yes, he can. I said he can. And I said he will. Not only can he, but see the world is waiting for brother, the will thing. Amen. So I said, Lord, just do it. Hey, do it. Do it. But I'm telling you, God can do this thing. He can do anything you can believe him for. He can do it. And he's still doing things. He's still healing the sick. He's still casting out devils. He's still raising the dead. He's still doing these things. So it's up to us to get out and say, Lord, use me. Use me to do something, Lord. Ain't you tired of just sitting? Shucking. We want to be used of God. Amen. Bridget, are you back there? She can't hardly talk. You to come and get prayer for that now. Praise the Lord. This is my daughter Bridget. Amen. She's a messed up, but she said, I'm coming though. I don't care if I can't talk. Yes, Lord. Yes, well, I want you to tell the saints what.
Last week when I was here, I got prayer and for my congestion, and God gave me a miracle. So he's going to do it again this week.
All right. Hey. Praise the Lord. You know, that's my daughter Bridget. Amen. God ever done anything for you? Do you got something today that's a little bit harder than the trial you had last time? You come up here and God going to move it. He's going to heal you. He's going to do whatever that you need. I'm thinking about you, Clay. I don't want to pick on you. But God is God. I say God is God. If you can believe what I told you, you're going to wake up and be healed, it'll happen. But you got to believe it. So he was about to tell you something, you have to believe it. Bridget get healed because she didn't believe what I say. She believed God talking through me, and she believed it. She always believed it since she was a kid. She'd get healed because they believed. But this child healed because they believe it. You have to believe. Jesus said, except you believe, if you can believe today, whatever you got you need, ain't none of me now. I ain't crazy. I can't heal a butterfly. But I declare God has given me the gift of healing, and I have accepted it. And if I pray for you, God going to heal you. If you're sick and you need prayer, that's all I can say. Praise the Lord. And I'm praying for somebody else in here that I see God has given somebody. I said, Lord, you let me see. I had a lot of children, and I tried to see the gifts that was in them, you know. And so this, as a pastor, this kind of in me too. And I see people with gifts that I say, Lord, say, take them on like you did your children. Amen. If you're sick today, you need something, you need God to move anywhere in your life, come now, right now. He will do. You need a miracle, Gwen. Now, I know your miracle. Yes, Lord. And you like me. You like me. Because nobody know about your miracle. And then your mind been saying, I ain't going to get this done, and it be over with, and because I can't be going through all this stuff. Praise the Lord. And that's what I'm telling God. I said, but see, I don't open my big mouth. God going to do this. See, but Gwen said, I ain't told about nothing. But God know. And if you're ready for a miracle, God will give you a miracle.